Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Hoke is here, and I'm really curious. When you guys fly, or when you used to, as a team, fly out west, five and a half hour flight, set it up for us. We got card games going. Movies.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening?
It is, especially when you know you're leaving early in the morning and on a Saturday morning. They are, right? They go out there, and you got a little extra time, and people got food out. They got their P.F. Chang's, or they got their chicken, whatever they're bringing. They got their card games laid out. They got their movie, their screens laid out. And it's just a relaxed atmosphere, right? You have you're spread out in the cockpit there. Not in the cockpit. What do you call it? In the
aircraft.
Aircraft.
Dad, and, you get two people in three seats?
Yeah. And then they smash all the media people, right? And shoulder to shoulder in the back, as they should. But, you know, you sit there, you're comfortable, and you go out there, and there's a lot of food to eat.
So it sounds fun. Almost.
Yeah, well, it is fun. It is fun. You're traveling with a team is a good time, but you got to know when you get there, it's a business trip.
Are you like, I think almost every athlete I've ever talked to, when I ask them, do you miss the game? They say, yeah, but what I really miss is the camaraderie, whether it's situations like that, the locker room. Do you fall in that category?
I do fall. Well, I miss it more than that. I mean, listen, for me, number one, I miss it being around all my teammates. I miss around being around my friends. Because you got to understand, Joe, when you play professional ball, you're around the players more than you're around your family, more than you're around your wife. They become your family. And so you become very close to them. For me, coming into the NFL as an undrafted free agent, I had to embrace every aspect of the game of football. I had to love every bit of it. And so I had to embrace film, watching film. I had to embrace, you know, extra practice on the field. I had to embrace studying the game plan probably more than anybody else, because I had to find an edge somewhere, because I didn't have the God-given abilities that a lot of these first-round draft picks had. I had to find a way to stay in. So I miss a lot of those things. I miss the little nuances and the little details of preparing for games.
I always remember Brett Kiesel telling me the thing he was going to miss most was coming out of the tunnel at Heinz Field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said it's a high that he'll never experience again in the rest of his life. You can't match that. Is that true?
It's true. It's a rush. And it's a way to – just an extra little – benefit to get you ready for the game. And Heinz Field and the Steeler fans were so important and critical in a lot of the successes that we had at Heinz Field, because of just their support of us and the way they cheered us on, and they got us fired up for the games.
All right. Well, they must not have done a very good job this past Sunday, because your team didn't look very fired up. Chris, first of all, you're a defensive guy. You study this tape.
Uh-huh.
They all talked after the game. We know Russell Wilson wants the ball in his hands at the end of the game.
Yeah.
He wants to make plays. They allowed three significant scrambles. Now, one was called back.
Called back for holding.
But two, 15 yards on third and 16.
Yeah, that one was a
How does that happen? How does it happen?
Well, it happens because he's a good football player, and you're rushing five guys. And Coach Mitchell, who's been there forever with the Steelers, right, he was my D-line coach for 11 years. He used to always say that games are won and lost in the last 5 minutes, and the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is a team that's going to win. And the Steelers made the mistake there. They had five guys rushing. They brought Bud Dupree around on a loop. He was there in the middle. He barely missed that tackle on Russell Wilson. And that was a huge point in that game, because it was third and 16.
Cam took the blame.
Cam's a pro. I went down the field. I went to practice yesterday. And I looked at Cam. I gave him a little gut punch like I did to you, Joe, and I walked in. How you doing, buddy? I got to play better. I mean, that's just Cam's nature, right?
I know, but he said specifically that play, he lost his lane. Is that true?
I mean, they all did, right? But it wasn't like – I wouldn't say that Cam really lost his lane. They were all sitting there. Somebody had to make a play. Somebody – there was five guys there. T.J. Watt was there. Stephon Tua was there. Cam Hayward. Bud Dupree coming along. Somebody had to make a play, and they didn't make that play, and Russell Wilson did, and that's why they went on, and they went forward on fourth and one, and they ran out the clock. And that's the thing, is you've got to make the plays in the last few minutes, and the Steelers made the mistake by not getting them down.
Bud Dupree's middle name should be barely missed that tackle. Come on, Chris. I mean, it's always close, but no cigar with him.
Yeah. It's been a little frustrating, I think, to watch the first 2 weeks because he had such an impressive preseason. You watched him get after the quarterback. He was rushing, getting after these left tackles and really making a lot of plays. And he's playing well in the run game. He had a couple tackles for a loss in this game. He played the run well. It's just in the pass. You want to see him get more pressure on the quarterback. And especially when they're giving so much attention to T.J. Watt. They're chipping him. They're making sure that he doesn't get a rush. His one sack was when he came under in a TE game, which means that Stephon Tuitt hit the B gap hard, kind of separated the levels, and you had TJ Watt come underneath for the first sack of the game. Bud Dupree's got to help out. He only has one sack, and it was a coverage sack against the Patriots. And, we went against Dwayne Brown last week. Dwayne Brown's been known to be a really good left tackle, but this week he has to get pressure on the quarterback. You got Joe Staley out, Joe.
Yes.
Joe Staley's out. He's their Pro Bowl left tackle. They got a sixth round draft pick in school. SKULE. I mean, this guy is a left tackle who's starting a sixth round draft pick. He's got to take advantage of that guy.
You might say you should take him to school, right, Ron?
Here we go. I got to live with this every
give me,
day.
Can you give me that?
That's a good little.
Chris Hoke, brought to you by Solomon Auto Group.
Chris, it looked to me like they were expecting Seattle to run the ball, and Vince Williams got all the snaps until we got hurt. Devin Bush couldn't get on the field until after he got hurt.
Yeah.
And then he got beat a couple times down the middle with tight ends, which I guess young guys, it's going to happen.
Sure.
I guess maybe were our expectations for Bush too high when he came here, trading up to get him number 10? And we all thought, oh, he'll start first game, play every play.
Yeah.
It hasn't worked out that way.
Well, it's reasonable, though. When the Steelers trade to move up to get a guy who is an elite, projected elite inside linebacker, there are high expectations. And that comes with being a first-round draft pick, especially being in the top 10 like he was. And he played well in the preseason. And you guess, okay, well, he was going against some lesser talent, but then he played against some starters in the preseason, but it was a vanilla offense, right? Now you're going out there, and Tom Brady and Russell Wilson are targeting him, meaning they're going after him. They're trying to pick on him a little bit, and that's going to happen. And here's how I look at this, Cookie. When you put a first-round draft pick in the game, a guy that has the pedigree that he has the potential that he has, you're going to take your lumps. He's going to make mistakes. And hopefully, and I think he will learn from those mistakes and be better the next time. But when you look at it, some of these throws, that throw down the seam, that touchdown to Disley, I mean, what a great throw by Russell Wilson. And he was in position to make the play. He just had a great throw up high. And then the other one, what happens to Steeler rookies a lot of times when you're playing, like with Troy Polamalu, we're playing a strong safety, where you got run responsibilities and you got pass responsibilities. You get caught thinking at times because things are happening so fast. The speed from the college game to the NFL game is much quicker. You have more responsibility. And he got caught in this one hesitation. And Disley, again, got down the other seam and beat him down there. So these things are going to get taken care of and they're going to get cleaned up. It's just right now it's ugly to see.
Ron, did you even know Disley existed before last week? I'm not sure I did.
No.
You know who his all-time favorite pitcher is?
Disley?
Disley Dean.
Okay.
Favorite movie, you want to know?
Star Dizzy?
How do you know this stuff?
Disley, yeah. Disley Adams.
Oh, he loves the game.
Sorry, I'm nervous. You're I'm nervous roll. About this flight today. When I'm nervous,
especially
I start cracking.
Why are you nervous? Why are you nervous?
Because I'm going to be flying in a piece of steel above the clouds at 300 miles an hour.
Put your face in it.
And he just found out he has a middle seat for five.
That's even better.
Miles.
I hope you get next to a big, large guy who crosses his arms and doesn't move.
This is our yoga music we've been playing today to calm me down.
Calm me down. Well, put it on your headphones.
That's a great idea.
And put your face in a screen. Just watch a movie. And don't even think about where you're at. Pretend like you're like just sitting on your kitchen table and watching a movie.
Thank you. I actually appreciate
that. Put yourself
in a
different place mentally.
You can follow us on Twitter.
He's a mental patient, this guy over here.
At 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. All right, well, the big story is Mason Rudolph, but since we're already talking defense on the other side of the ball, Chris, is Minkah Fitzpatrick. I mean, how realistic is it for a guy to walk in at that position, free safety, and be an important – I mean, he's going to start, it sounds like, and be an important contributor.
And what you just mentioned, too, when you Steelers trade up to draft you 10, there's big they traded the number
huge
one pick for the first time in 52 years. Is there a little bit of expectations that are going to follow?
No question there's huge expectations here. But here's the reality of it is this isn't a guy who held out from camp. This guy went through camp. He played in the first 2 weeks. And so he is on top of himself conditioning. His body's ready to go. So he comes up here. It's about learning the defense. All the concepts are the same. It's just verbiage. It's what how we call the defense that he's got to learn. He's a very bright guy by all accounts, what we're hearing and what we've seen. He's a good guy, and he's going to fit well in that locker room. I expect him to come in here and fill that role and really take our defense to another level. I really do. I think that's a piece that he continues to develop in this defense, where he's going to play that free safety this week. You're going to see him start coming up and playing some slot corner where he really thrives. He's going to give this defense a lot of flexibility, Joe.
Is he basically this week, though, is it most realistic that he'll be asked to play center field? I mean, what I really want to get at is, like, the scheme. It's a brand-new scheme. Yeah. So how realistic is it that he can do a lot of different
brand
things?
Brand-new scheme, right? I mean, you can only cover the third one way, right, the middle of the field. You can only come up and run support in a certain way. You can only play cover two and take half the field in one way. It's just verbiage, right? It's not so much there are different concepts. There are different schemes. It's about the verbiage, and then you go out there and you get the call. Am I playing cover two? Am I playing cover three? Am I playing whatever they're asking him to do? And so that's just what he's got to do. Once you get the call, you go out there and execute the coverage that's called.
I love the player.
I assume you were surprised by the 52.
I think everybody was.
Do you like it?
You know what? It's interesting. As you think about it more and more, I like that they added him to the team. You got two, I think, elite safeties now for a long time.
Even
with the
though
Steelers.
I don't think Terrell Edmonds has played well these first
two
weeks.
I disagree. I disagree.
You think he has?
He missed a tackle in that game that Tyler Lockett had a great move on him, went for first down. But other than that, he had great coverage on DK Metcalf on that last touchdown. Made a great throw. I thought that he had his hand on the ball. It was a great throw and catch. And you got to give it to him as a Pro Bowl, All-Pro quarterback and a high-level wide receiver. But Terrell Edmonds, really, at the end of the day, he came out and played really well in run support, and he played great coverage.
Coming up, let's talk about the Niners offense that they're going against with Chris Hoke. And then the other side of the ball, Mason Rudolph, how do you get this running game going? It's all ahead on Cook and Joe, Chris Hoke in studio until noon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.